Well, good morning. We greet you in the precious name of Jesus this morning. My heart is rejoicing to be here. I'm thankful again today for this opportunity that I have to gather with a bunch of brothers and sisters and that are seeking God with their whole heart and that's looking towards eternity, looking towards the future with eternity in mind. I'm thankful this morning to be able to walk with a group of brothers like that and walk with the group of churches that we walk with that can hold each other accountable to the Word of God, and they set conviction in each one of our lives. When I go to the couples nights in Dayton, or when I gather with brothers and sisters in our groups, they encourage me, and it strengthens me this morning to see brothers being faithful year after year and seeing their families grow up among us, and they're raising godly children and godly homes. And I'm rejoicing this morning to be a part of that. Truly in my heart, I think only eternity is going to tell this morning the results or what effect that had in my life and as I walk out my Christian life. So I'm rejoicing in that this morning. What I endeavor to share this morning is on having a pure heart before God in every aspect of life. And maybe we can come to the Lord in prayer before I start here. Yes, eternal God in heaven, Lord, as I come before you this morning, I thank you. I love you, Lord. I'm looking to you this morning to help me as I endeavor to share here with the brotherhood, Lord. I pray, Father, that you give me inspiration and guide me here as I speak, Lord. I just pray, God, that you help me. I thank you. I love you, Lord. I pray for the rest of the service, Lord. I'm very thankful for this opportunity again to sit here in the song service and to sit underneath your word today. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, having a pure heart with God this morning, I know in my own life that having a pure heart, there's nothing going to affect my Christian life or my walk with God like an impurity in my heart. And just maybe it can be an unrepented sin in my heart. Nothing will affect our walk with God like that. You know, this morning, when we endeavor to have a pure heart, we can rejoice this morning because we can know that all heaven is on our side. The angels in heaven, they're rejoicing this morning. They want to help us. That's their heart also, that we have a pure heart this morning. And when we desire that copy in our life, when we desire that kind of heart this morning, we can be assured that that's God's desire too. It's His desire that we have a pure heart this morning, that we walk among the brotherhood with all purity and nothing hidden in our life. And that's God's heart. God's heart is pure this morning. And God wants us to have a pure heart. You know, the things we look at in life, when we look at gold or you look at diamonds, or you look at anything, people are looking for the purest of it, the purest form. And that's what God's looking for this morning. When He looks at us individuals, He's looking for the purest form of our hearts this morning. And a pure heart this morning is going to encompass everything. We're going to be pure in every area of life this morning. You know, Jesus, He rebuked the scribes and Pharisees for their impurities in their lives. Because their motives were not pure. They were pure on the outside, but their inside motives were not right, were not in good standings with God. God this morning expects holiness to come from a pure heart. He expects holiness to come from our lives if we're walking with a pure heart. This is one of the main elements that I think we need to have a close walk with God, is a pure heart. In Matthew 5:8, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." You know, we need to know this morning that God, He's concerned. He's concerned with the standing of our heart. He's concerned that we don't just clean up the outside like the Pharisees and the scribes. He wants us to be clean on the inside. He wants us to have a pure heart. This doesn't mean we're going to do everything perfectly. But it does mean that we're not going to do things that stand against the will of God. And we're going to have a heart this morning that is purpose-driven for the things of God. I think this morning that having a pure heart is one of the highest qualities of character that a Christian can have, that any man can have. Have a heart that's unstained from sin, unstained from corruption, just open and free before before his family, his wife, and his children. I know this morning that having a pure heart will take us very far in our Christian lives. It'll help us overcome these obstacles that we face, and it'll help us overcome the challenges that life brings our way. It'll help us have a clear heaven. It'll help us have a clear conscience. It'll help us have love for one another. A pure heart this morning is going to have a love for one another. It's going to be concerned about the other one's life more than our own. A pure heart this morning is very drawing to God. A pure heart will be drawn to God. It'll be in communion with God. I think a pure heart this morning is going to have fellowship with God. A pure heart this morning is going to be full of love for one another. John tells us in John 3:1-3, John tells us that love will help purify our hearts. It says, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You know, reading that this morning, I believe that should propel us to have a pure heart, to give us a desire to have a pure heart. How do we do that this morning? How do we purify our heart this morning? In God's Word, it asks us this question. In a roundabout way, God's Word asks us how to purify our hearts. And we need to have the answers. We need to have these answers for our lives and our families' lives and our children's lives of how to have a pure heart before Him. I think this morning a hungry heart, a heart that's hungry for the things of God, a heart that seeks God this morning, it'll help purify our hearts. In Psalms 24 it says, "Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place?" It says, "He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and from the righteousness from God of his salvation." It asks this morning, how to approach God. It says to approach God this way, to come to God with a pure heart, and to come to the Lord that way this morning. We need to meet Him. We need to meet Him in prayer, in communion with Him. We need to be in devotion with God to be able to meet God with a pure heart. If we're going to ascend to the hill of the Lord this morning, we need to ascend there with a pure heart. One writer said it this way: It is safe to tell the pure in heart that they shall see God, for it is only the pure in heart that want to see God. You're not going to want to meet God this morning if your heart's impure. You're going to meet the wrath of God if we meet Him with impurities in our heart, or any corruption, or any struggles that were any unconfessed sin in our life. We're not going to want to meet the Lord in that way. I know this morning that to see God's face, I know that we all want to see God's face this morning in that way. I know that's our hearts. I know that's why we want to come to church, because we know our own personal needs, and we know our own struggles that we face in the family. We all know that child training and raising our children and raising them up the way God wants us to, we know that we need help of a brotherhood, and we need help from one another to make this a reality in our lives. We know this morning that we get our food here. We get our food at the place of God, and we get our food in God's Word. And we know this food here will help purify our hearts. If we seek God this morning with our whole heart, He will purify our heart. He will give us the hunger. He will help us develop a hunger in our hearts. And this hunger will help keep our hearts pure. A hunger for God this morning and a hunger for God's ways in our life will help purify our hearts. It will help us be... It'll give us a conviction against sin, and we'll be concerned about our standing with God. It'll give us a desire to do the things of God this morning. It'll give us a desire to plug into His Word and to seek Him with our whole heart. A pure heart this morning, it gets rid of grudges. It gets rid of bitterness and hatred and jealousy. It sets aside our own selfish ambition seeks the good of others. This is the heart of God this morning, that we do that. We set aside our own ambitions and our own, and we seek the betterment of our brother. It's easy for us to see that and to tell our children that we can see their selfishness in their life and their selfishness towards their brothers and sisters. It's easy for us to see their areas where they lack, but what about us? We have those areas in our own life this morning. A pure heart this morning is filled with joy, love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the heart this morning that is qualified to meet God. This is the heart that's qualified for the kingdom of God this morning. That was in Galatians 5. And I know there's times in our life where our heart can become stained with sin. And I know that there's times maybe our heart's not in the best shape. So we kind of close the doors to our hearts so people can't see in. And that's not okay this morning. God wants us to have an open heart. He wants our heart to be open. We can't let that happen this morning. We can't let our heart close up. We can't be ashamed to open the doors of our hearts this morning to our brotherhood and to our families so people can see in. Maybe we don't want anyone to see the clutter that we allowed to settle in our heart at times. I know we can pick up ungodly thoughts and attitudes. We can demand our own rights. We can react bitterly to those who mistreat us. And if we allow those things to happen, if we allow our heart to do that, before long our heart can become dirty and impure. And we can become dull to God's Spirit and the conviction that He wants to put up in our heart. We can become dull to the Spirit's conviction in our life. In Corinthians 6 it says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?" If we allow that to happen, it'll take the hunger and thirst for God out of our life. If we allow sin to dwell there, we will lose our hunger for God. We'll lose our desire to read our Bible. We'll lose our desire to do the things of God. Because we can't have all those bad things going on in our heart and have the Spirit of God there also. Those things need to be out before the Spirit of God can dwell in our heart. How can we keep our heart clean this morning? In Psalms 119:9 it says, "Where shall a young man cleanse his way?" It says, by taking heed to God's Word. God's Word this morning is the answer. We cleanse our heart this morning by taking heed to the Word of God and by seeking Him with our whole heart. The psalmist tells us, which is speaking to the multitudes of people, which were confronted by many sins and many dangers, he gives the answers. He says that we face these dangers this morning with the Word of God, and these troubles that we face in life, we face them with God's Word. The psalmist tells us this morning that the Word of God needs to be sweeter than honey. The Word of God needs to be sweet in our life this morning. It needs to be very special to us. The Word of God needs to be special in our lives. Aiden spoke a couple weeks ago about the children of Israel. They had these little wafers that were sweet and soaked with honey. And they were he gave them to the children of Israel every day. And they ate them, and they got tired of it. They got tired of those little wafers, and they got tired of the honey-soaked wafers. And really, that's all that they ever needed. That's all they needed to keep them, to sustain them, to keep them functional in life. That's all we need also this morning is the Word of God. We need the Word of God to help purify our hearts. I don't think this morning that we can have a pure heart if we're not in the Word of God. To be pure in heart this morning is a big deal. For without a pure heart, we cannot see God. Our heart this morning is very telling. Our words this morning, they're a witness to what dwells in our heart. The words we speak, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. This morning, the things that come out of our life are really what's in our heart. In Matthew, it tells us, what proceeds out of the mouth processes from the heart. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, slander, theft. These things defile a man. Jesus says that every idle word people speak, they will give account for on Judgment Day. The Bible tells us this morning that what a man thinketh in his heart, says, so is he. Our heart is very telling. Our heart is very telling to what lives in our life. A pure heart this morning is going to be into the Word of God, and is going to have a hunger and thirst for God. A pure heart is going to be surrendered to God. Andy spoke a couple weeks ago. Andy shared on what our lives would look like if we were surrendered in every aspect of our life, in every area of our life. And it was very challenging. That's very challenging to think of surrender in every little area and every little thing up to God, and what it would do to our homes and what it would do to our families and our churches, what it would do to if we could be there. It was very challenging to me. A pure heart this morning involves having a singleness of heart towards God. A pure heart has no hypocrisy, no guile, no hidden motives. No hidden motives is something that could challenge me at times. If we're sharing with someone, we're witnessing to someone, and to have no hidden motives in our life, if we do that, we need to have that person so in mind, and God's concerned about the person we're sharing with and the person we're witnessing to. God's concern is that they have right standing with Him, and we should have no other motive in our life except for His right standing with God. And it's easy sometimes. It's easy sometimes if you get challenged to have your own motives, but God forbid that we be there and we do that. To have a pure heart this morning, we need to be filled with God. In Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Are we hungering this morning? Are we hungering for the things of God today? To have a pure heart this morning, we need to have a hunger for the right things in our life. Our hunger needs to be about the things of God. And I know as we go through this life, we're met with many challenges with our work and with our jobs. But God commands that we have a hunger for the Word of God, and we have a hunger for Him. And I know these things, there are a lot of things this morning that endeavor to take that hunger from our life. And they can be good things. And they can drain us. When we're too tired or we're wore out, the Word of God is not alive in our heart. God does not give us a pure heart this morning with no effort on our part. James tells us this morning, he says that we need to draw near to God, and he'll draw near to us. He wants to give us a pure heart this morning. He wants us to draw nigh to Him and seek Him, and He will help purify our heart in every area of life. David's love for God this morning should inspire us. David had a love for God. He had a hunger for God. It should inspire us this morning to have that same kind of relationship with God as what David had. Where do we get that kind of passion for God? Where does it come from? And I know this morning that we don't get this passion and this desire by ourselves. This passion and desire comes from God. That love this morning comes from God. The Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. When He brought the conviction on our life and we repented of our sin, that drawing warmth that God had in our heart, in our life, that drawing warmth, it should propel us to give all for Him and to walk close to Him. It's a gift. That love this morning is a gift to those who belong to Christ. David belonged to Christ this morning. David knew that God was the solution to all the struggles he faced. And the constant yearning in his heart, David knew this morning that God was the answer to all his problems. All his years as a shepherd, he developed a close relationship with God. This morning, we need to be there. We need to come to that place where God is our all in all. That we could set God on the throne of our life. We need to be there. And I'm not saying this is always easy, but I know that we need to be there. David was after the heart of God this morning, and we need to be too. That helped David purify his heart. Being close to God helped purify his heart this morning. And I know that he sinned with Bathsheba, and I know he fell into deep sin, but God was not happy with him when that happened. David had a hunger for God. He had a hunger for what, doing what was right. And when the prophet came and he foretold David's, where he told David about his sin, David was quick to repent. A pure heart this morning is going to be quick to repent I think it's the answer in our life is when things don't go well and things don't go right, if we're quick to repent, quick to apologize, and quick to make restitution in our life, that's what a pure heart would do. A pure heart will never stay dirty. The Bible uses hunger and thirst this morning to amplify a powerful desire. In Isaiah 55:1, it says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters and drink." It illustrates this morning. I use the illustration as when we're working our horses in the field, we're plowing, and when you take them in, when you take the horses in, they drink freely from the tank. They drink freely from this water, and they consume themselves in this water. That's what God wants us to do this morning. He wants us to consume ourselves with His Word in that way, and thirst after Him in that way, and it'll develop a hunger in our life. To be thirsty, it'll help develop a devotion in our life. It'll help us. It'll give us a hunger and thirst for Him. It'll develop a live devotion in our life. Matthew tells us, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst." There are many promises this morning for those that hunger and thirst. And you know, we know this morning, and I know that to maintain this hunger and thirst can be a challenge at times. To maintain this hunger for God, to maintain this desire to seek Him, or to just spend time in prayer, just spend time, extra time reading, it can be a challenge. And it shouldn't be, because our pure heart depends on that. And the very aspect of knowing that we might lose the purity of our heart should inspire me to plug in more and get to draw closer to God. I know this morning that's our heart's desire is to be a witness to the world around us, to have a pure heart, to have a hunger for God, and to be a witness to the world around us. As we go sharing and witnessing, and it's that very world this morning that we're witnessing to and that we're sharing to. It's that very world that endeavors to drag us down and to take that hunger from our life, and to take that thirst out of our life, and to take the desire to serve God. It's that very world this morning that we're fighting against that's got the most pressure on us. It could be work and money and worldliness and pride. It can be lust. It can be all these things that go against us. The writer of Psalms, is very clear this morning at the direction to which our desires should be focused. Says, "My soul longeth for thee, even fainteth in the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh crieth out for the living God." We need to be there this morning. We need to be crying out for the living God to intervene in our lives, to help us. Because without God this morning, there will be no hunger in our life. Unless He draws us and He gives us fresh inspiration, there will be no hunger and thirst in our lives to seek Him. And our heart will never be pure if we don't have a hunger and thirst in our lives. In Psalms 119, 145 says, "I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes, and the results of this will be a pure heart." If we cry out to the Lord this morning, the results will be a pure heart. And Matthew 5:6 pronounces a blessing to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. This desire for the presence of God in our heart, it'll help purify our hearts. A life of holiness this morning, it will change. It will change our daily living. And it's not only limited there. It'll help. It's not limited to only our personal experience, but God can give us a desire to reach out to the communities, to reach out to families around us, to be a blessing to our neighbors. A life of holiness this morning will change our homes. It'll change our churches. It'll change our families. God puts it on us fathers that our families are spiritually fed. God lays it on our laps this morning that to make sure that our spiritual life and our spiritual hunger we need to be there to be able to feed our families this morning. Our spiritual hunger this morning, it is a lifeline to our pure heart. We need to feed our hungry hearts with the things of God this morning. You know, maybe we should ask God to show us places in our heart, the things that He wants to change. Maybe He wants to give us a vision. He wants to show us where things are not right and give us a vision to make it right. To give us a vision to help the communities around us and in our homes, our churches. Ask God to give us a hunger this morning for the things of God, and it'll help purify our heart. In closing, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in clarity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Thank you very much for listening. That's all I have to share.